Victory McIntosh filling in for the amazing, the anointed Pastor Joseph Parker in his absence. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Hour of Intercession, and I'm telling you, you tuned in at the right time because we have a very special guest in studio and a very hot topic that is, man, it's pretty prevalent for a lot of people. So I'm so glad you tuned in. Before we get into the topic and before I introduce our in-studio guest, I'm so excited, you can log into the Turban at urbanfamilytalk.com and chat with us live. Y'all, I get excited and I talk too fast. So let me calm down. Say, Victory, slow down. But also, I want to invite all of you listeners to view us inside the studio right now. Go to AfricaTV.com. So go to Afrika, it's spelled AFREECA.TV/HourofINT. And you can see right now what's going on in the studio as well as my in-studio guest. But before I introduce him, let me first, I want to read a little bit from 1 Samuel. This is a very popular story. People know about the story of Hannah. Hannah, you know, she was one of the wives of Elkanah. Pardon me if I mispronounce the Old Testament names. They had to be a little difficult. But Elkanah, back in those times, you know, sometimes the custom was to have more than one wife. We don't do that now, all right? We're in a new and better covenant, all right? But Hannah, she was one of the wives of Elkanah, and she could not have a child, whereas the other lady was just popping those babies out. So let me read a little bit. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 9 through 28. And then we'll get to our in-studio guest. I'm so excited. So once after a sacrificial meal, this is the New Living Translation, at Shiloh, Hannah got up and went to pray. Eli the priest was sitting at his customary place beside the entrance of the tabernacle. Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And she made this vow, O Lord of heaven's armies, if you will look upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire lifetime. And as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord, his hair will never be cut. Verse 12, as she was praying to the Lord, Eli watched her. Seeing her lips moving but hearing no sound, he thought she had been drinking. Must you come here drunk? He demanded. Throw away your wine. Verse 15, oh no, sir, she replied. I haven't been drinking wine or anything stronger, but I am very discouraged. And I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. Don't think I'm a wicked woman, for I have been praying out of great anguish and sorrow. This sister knew how to pray. Verse 17, in that case, Eli said, go in peace. May the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him. Verse 18, oh, thank you, sir, she exclaimed. Then she went back and began to eat again, and she was no longer sad. Verse 19, the entire family got up early the next morning and went to worship the Lord once more. Then they returned home to Ramah. When Elkanah slept with Hannah, the Lord remembered her plea. Catch that. The Lord remembered her plea. This is going to go along with our in-studio guest. And in due time, she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, I asked the Lord for him. The next year, Elkanah and his family went on their annual trip to offer a sacrifice to the Lord and to keep his vow. But Hannah did not go. She told her husband, wait until the boy is weaned. Then I will take him to the tabernacle and leave him there with the Lord permanently. We're going to skip down to verse 25. After sacrificing the bull, they brought the boy to Eli. Sir, do you remember me? Hannah asked. I am the very woman who stood here several years ago praying to the Lord. I asked the Lord to give me this boy, and he has granted my request. And verse 28 says, now I am giving him to the Lord, and he will belong to the Lord his whole life. And they worshiped the Lord there. Man, I love this story because it reminds me of our in-studio guest. I have known this young man, I'm so excited, since he was a baby, because we grew up together. If any of you listen to Airing the Addisons, and if you have not been tuning in to Airing the Addisons in the morning, you're missing half of your life, and I need you to go to the altar and repent. And after you do that, I need you to tune in. Well, anytime you hear Mickey or Will Addison say, J-Mac is going to answer your phone calls, that is my baby brother. J-Mac is in the studio. Welcome, J-Mac. Thank you for joining us.
What's up?
So this is the thing. The reason why I chose to read this story is because today's topic is about his experience and my experience with pretty much being a Christian and going to college. So I asked J-Mac to join me today because real quickly, I'm going to listen up. I'll save this for later. But J-Mac, if you could tell us, what college did you attend and how was your college experience as a Christian?
Well, some people don't know that I actually went to Mississippi State for 2 years first. And then after those 2 years, I had transferred to Ole Miss. But first going to college, man, like, I mean, just like any other freshman, you have your freshman mindset. Like, I'm about to go to college, be away from home. I'm about to be on my own. I'm about to party. I'm about to turn up, you know. And honestly, that's the mindset that I had. Like, my grades were horrible, and it took forever. Like, literally, it took forever to get my grades to back where they needed to be. But, I mean, like...
Can I add this?
Yeah.
I love... Okay, first off, J-Mac, I love him so. He's my baby brother. He hates when I say baby brother. But, you know, I love your transparency. When we were talking about this the other day, I was like, so do you feel comfortable with telling people, our listeners, your experience? Because what I love about my brother, and I'm not biased, well, maybe I am, is he keeps it real. Like, we both grew up in a Christian home, wouldn't you say? Mom, she didn't play like that. You remember we used to have those Bible studies?
Yeah.
That big old book she read, and we would have a quiz afterwards. But I love how you said, you know, you got to college, you got excited. And like I said, we both came from a Christian background. My experience was a little bit different in college. I went to class. I found me the college a Christian organization called Epiphany, and I was also part of the Wesley Foundation. But let me ask you this: would you also say what contributed to you kind of rearing away from the Lord? Would it be some of the people you were around?
Yeah, like most definitely, because like back in high school, I pretty much hung around the same people, and most of us went to the same college. So, like, therefore, I was still around the same people. So, really, like, just being around those type of people really affected how I lived my life, how I thought, and pretty much just everything that I did. I mean, not saying that they were bad people. It's just the fact that what we did and how we talked and how we saw things really affected how we lived. So that really made it tough for me to really just live for God and really just express my faith, you know.
That's what's up. Yeah. Man, J-Mac, let me ask you this too. Like, I know the other day we were talking and you made a statement about, you know, got to college, did the whole party scene and things of that nature. And you said at first it did bother you, right?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, partying, man, like, it's a whole new world, man. Like, it's really, like, it's literally a whole new world because, you know, people drink, smoke, you know, just everything. And it really can take a toll on your life. I mean, especially if you really just let it get out of hand, and then you'll find yourself partying every Friday, every Saturday, and sometimes on Sunday, you know. I mean, it really just takes effect, like, a bad effect on your life.
You know, and I just want to bring out is the fact that you said at first it bothered you, but as you continue, it kind of became the new norm.
Yeah.
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. Listen, we love getting scriptural here. This is real life stuff that a lot of Christians do encounter. Going to college, venturing, you know, getting off the getting sidetracked a little bit. Help me out, J-Mac.
Yeah.
Hold on now. I know you used to answer them calls. Help me out. But 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 talks about having a seared conscience. And so technically it was like you went through, you had a seared conscience. Like, you know, if you drink a hot coffee and burn your tongue, you can't feel anything. That's just having a seared conscience. You're kind of numb to it. So what do you think? What was it that kind of got you back on track? Because we're going to take a break soon, and we're going to get on where J-Mac is now in his life. But what do you think helped you get back on track?
I mean, really, because, like, during college, when I transferred to Ole Miss.
Wait, why did you transfer to Ole Miss? Will you let the listeners know? Because of who? Man, he keep following me, y'all. I was at Ole Miss first.
No. I mean, because the main reason why I went to Mississippi State in the first place was because of my major, which was computer engineering. But that really didn't just work out too well, so I just changed my major to broadcast journalism. And so that really just made me to transfer to Ole Miss, because Ole Miss was really my first choice from the jump, you know, because the only reason why I went to state was for my major. So I just went on, changed my major, so I changed schools. So.
Let me ask you this. Did you feel led that the major you changed to, which was journalism broadcast, did you feel led by the Lord?
I mean, to be honest, I'm not really sure, because for one, I changed my major like 3 times.
That's real.
So it really took me a long time to really just figure out what I wanted to do. And so, I mean, I'm here now, so.
Amen. Well, time flies. Because we're going to be at a break soon. I want to real quick take time, and J-Mac, if you will join me as well, to pray for the listeners who are in college, or who the parents who have children in college, and you're hearing J-Mac, my baby brother. I'm going to stop calling him that. He's an adult. But hearing his testimony, and you have experienced yourself maybe, you know, venturing off. Let's take time to pray real quick. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6 is one of the verses I want to lift up. So, Father God, we just pray for every listener right now. Maybe they are in college, or maybe they have children that are in college, and they are rearing off. Father God, we pray and ask of you, Lord, to give them a burning desire, Lord, to come back to you, Jesus. You said, blessed is the man who hungers and thirsts for righteousness. Father, give them that hunger and thirst like never before, Lord. Help them to be like Hannah, because if they came from a godly Christian home, Lord, that their parents vow to have their children to live for you, Father God. And we just thank you and pray for this now, and bring forth other bold Christians in these students' lives, Lord, to help them stay on the course. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Anything else you want to add before we go to the break, J-Mac, to maybe encourage other college students who are out there? Like, what is something you would have done differently to not venture out?
Something that I really would have just done differently was to really just be careful of who I hung around, and be careful of where I went to also. Because, I mean, like, also being in college, like, I was in a fraternity, you know, and that in itself is just a whole different world. I mean, because a lot of people don't know what goes on in fraternities. Not saying, you know, it's all bad, because it's actually a lot of positive things that come from being in a fraternity. Because, I mean, besides the parties and everything, like most people think that we do. Like, I mean,
because y'all, you know, do. No, that's a whole other topic.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But at the same time, you know, we do community service and everything.
Philanthropy.
Like, yeah. So, I mean, it's some bad things, but at the same time, it's actually good things as well. So,
okay, so listen up, guys. Like I said, we're about to be at a break, but I definitely want you to tune back in, because the next thing that we want to hit on is the number of millennials, college students and graduates, who are having to move back in with their mommy and daddy. That's real life, ain't it, J-Mac?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to get on that, because J-Mac, like I said, he's my brother, and we both live with our parents. Yeah. And look, at one time he was like, me and J, don't say that, Victory, like on the air or whatnot. But it's real talk. You know, it's one of those things. So we want to endeavor in that. And why is it? It seems like many millennials are having to move back in with their parents. What do you think?
Money, for one.
Money for one.
Yeah.
So, man, I'm telling you, so you definitely don't want to stay connected with us. We're going to talk about that some more, as well as how to help the parents. Because can I get an amen for this one, what I'm about to say? Help parents to realize that you are an adult, right?
Amen.
Because J-Mac can attest, last night had a moment with my mommy.
I had to close my door.
Whatever, it wasn't that bad. But no, but it is a huge transitioning, because you're used to being an adult or on your own, so, per se, and moving back in with your parents. So stay connected. We're talking about being a Christian and living college life. This is Hour of Intercession with Victory McIntosh, with our in-studio guest, J-Mac. Stay tuned.
J. Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk. The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
I am proud to say that I am not an African-American, I am an American!
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
One of my granddaughter's classmates was killed in a car accident. She was only 3 years old, and it was difficult for everyone involved to grasp her being gone. It seemed so senseless on our end, but for those who are believers, we understood that the Lord makes no mistakes. How we were able to get 2- and 3-year-olds to understand what actually happened was difficult at best, but we shared the love that God has for us and prayed for God to do the rest. And I couldn't help but think about how difficult it is for adults to grasp death. So how in the world were we going to get children to accept what God allowed? In your life, understand that God makes no mistakes. He is all-wise, all-knowing, and omnipresent. He not only knows what's taking place, but is able to adjust the now to make the future what it needs to be. Trust God today and sleep peacefully, knowing that He's got it all under control. Accept what God allows. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Equipped with Chris Brooks.
This program is an apologetic endeavor. What I want to do is really train you in the art and science of defending and commending your Christian faith to people who maybe they've been hurt by the church, maybe they don't believe like you believe, and you're saying to yourself, how do I have an effective conversation with them? Well, we're looking for an evangelistic edge, if you will, that will allow us to more effectively, more contextualize the gospel so that we can reach men and women for Christ. Quite often, the on-ramp, if you will, is looking at culture and taking advantage of the conversations that folks are already having and saying, how can I leverage this to get people to talk about Jesus? This show becomes kind of massively significant to you if your desire is to reach people for Christ.
Get equipped with Chris Brooks.
Join me Monday through Friday at noon Central Time on Urban Family Talk.
I know you see me limping. You can't tell on these CDs, but bro, I'm knee deep in it. I'm waiting in my weakness, he may be deep in it. I be lying through my teeth to say I don't resent it. Even as I write these lines, I'm close to tears. My body ain't been working right for 7 years. So miss me with that, keep your chin up, try to smile. Bro, I'm 26, I should feel better by a mile. Keep all your anecdotes and cute quotes. I'll pass on cliches for true hopes.
I feel thorns where my crown was. I'll be weak, but I'm alive from the dust until dawn. Yeah, I'll survive, cause I got sweet victory. Nobody can take it from me. Sweet victory. Cause I got sweet victory.
To the ceiling, feeling good, we gon' make it to the finish. Yeah,
sweet victory.
You hear me, Ali, if you feel me. Yeah, we still running, even though we limping. Yeah,
sweet victory.
Cause we win it, yeah, you know we win it. Even though we win it, we still in it.
Yeah, sweet victory.
Cause we win it, yeah, you know we win it.
That's my jam. All right. That was Trip Lee with Sweet Victory. Man, I'm telling you, thank God for Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, I just want to encourage you. Listen, maybe, excuse me, maybe you are a believer of Jesus Christ and you're in college and you did get off track. Let me tell you, it's not the end of the world. All you got to do is repent and get right. You understand what I'm saying? J-Mac did it, and I want him to get off into his testimony a little bit more. He's my brother, so, and I love him dearly, and we've talked, and we grew up in the same household, you know, and God-fearing parents, thank God, praying mama like nobody's business. So allow this today's show to encourage you that you can be bold for Christ. And maybe you slipped up, you dust yourself off and get right back. There is no condemnation to those who are in Jesus Christ. Amen, J-Mac.
Amen, amen.
So real quick, now I want to change it up a little bit. So J-Mac recently graduated back in May from the University of Mississippi. Congrats.
Appreciate it.
And so he ended up moving back in with his mommy and daddy. I like saying it that way because I think it's funny.
No.
I had to do it too. I went to Ole Miss as well for 3 years, and then I moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I attended Rhema Bible Training College. If you were tuning in, if you missed yesterday's show, you missed half your life. I need you to go to urbanfamilytalk.com, check out the podcast. Dear sister of mine who I met at Rhema, she was on yesterday. Awesome program. But back at the task at hand, and I lived in Oklahoma for 3 years, and then in 2014, I was in seminary school. 2014, moved back to Mississippi, didn't want to, but the Lord said to, and thank God I obeyed, and ended up moving back in with my parents. It was a huge adjustment. So there is this, I was reading out off of theblaze.com, more millennials living with parents than with spouse or partner. Now, I must say, I love the fact that there are according to this article, many of them are shacking up, because let me tell you now, that's not of God. That is sin. All right. But they're choosing to live with their parents. In 2000, only 23% of young adults were living with parents. In 2000. 2014, the figure reached 32.1%. I don't know what the percentage is in 2016, but I'm sure it's higher. But the proportion of young adults now living with their parents is similar to the proportions that prevail from 1880, the year 1880 through 1940. So we're not alone, J-Mag. We're going to get into this.
I see.
So yet in those decades, the most common arrangement for young adults was living with a spouse rather than with parents. But now many are moving in with their parents. So J-Mac, tell me, how has it been for you living with mommy and daddy? Get real. Mom and dad are listening. Hey, mom. Hey, dad.
Well, first of all, it was a huge, huge adjustment. Because, I mean, keep in mind, like, I was so used to being on my own for, like, five, 6 years.
I mean, J-Mac Holly ever came home.
Yeah.
Like, I was living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he was here in Mississippi. Mom and dad saw me way more than they saw J-Mac, so, yeah.
Don't say all that, but.
But that's the truth. This is live radio, Urban Family Talk. Truth, wisdom, and empowerment. Keep going.
But nah, man, like, I mean, I really had to really just sit myself down one day, but like, you know, Jeff, you about to move back in with your folks, so, you know, you got to take, you know, the certain precautions just to prepare for that, you know. Because, I mean, I had to go back to sharing my food, you know, just different stuff like that.
Okay, let me add this. Okay, you say sharing your food. I say we had to adjust and bring in more food, okay, because you moved back in.
Yeah,
but keep
true.
Going. But I also did say this. I was like, I told the Lord. I said, Father God, somebody got to move out and stay out. But wouldn't you say it's gotten better as we
– Oh, yeah.
I've been with them longer. I've been back with them since 2014. You just moved back in what, July?
August. Yeah.
Correct me.
Yeah, I mean, when I had first moved in, you know, I like day by day, I had to keep telling myself it's gonna get better, it's gonna get better, and I mean, honestly, now it has gotten better, you know, because I mean, for one, I've gotten used to it, you know,
mm-hmm.
And so I mean, it's not as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
Let me share this verse real quick, because one thing that you have to keep in mind, and listen, if you are a young adult, I'm 26, J-Mac is 24. and you're living with your parents, it's not the end of the world, okay, first off. But there is, it's actually a blessing from God. You know, yeah. We live in this culture, let's be real here, that people think that when you reach a certain age, you got to get out and move on your own.
Yeah.
But look at the blessing. Like, we're able to pay things off because Sally Mae ain't playing.
Man, like, she keep knocking on my door.
Man, we're going to be like D1 one day. You remember D1 that did that song? I pay Sally Mae back. That's going to be us. That's going to be, I'm telling you, it is. But I just want to encourage you to let you know, take advantage of the time that you do have with your parents.
True.
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Let me read it real quick. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And then verse 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Man, I'm telling you. So would you say, moving back in, you kind of had to adjust your thinking in a sense, because you're so used to being on your own, and mom and dad sometimes forget that you're an adult, right?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, especially my mom, you know what I'm saying?
We love you, mommy.
I mean, like, because, I mean, of course, it's easier for, you know, a father and a son to understand, okay, your son is, he's grown now. But, I mean, it's a whole different story when you got to tell your mama, hey, mama, I'm finna go here, I'm finna go there. I don't know when I'm gonna come back home, but, you know, I'm leaving, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you know, used to, like back in the day, you know, I had a so-called curfew, you know, like 11 o'clock p.m., midnight. But now, you know, I mean, I just tell them, hey, I'm about to go, you know, to this place or whatever, and I just come back, you know.
That's what's up. So. You know, it is an adjustment. Like I said earlier, J-Mac, and just last night, my mother and I kind of bumped heads a little bit, you know. And I will say this, parents. You do have to keep in mind, yes, it is your house. Mm-hmm. And J-Mac, let me know if you think I'm wrong for this. It is your house. Children, college, the Christian young adult, you do have to honor your parents. Yeah. But keep this in mind also, parents, that your child is an adult as well. So you do sometimes have to have those come to Jesus meetings, right? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I think we I feel like we're great kids. I really do. We never got in trouble or anything like that. But there have been times where we've had to have those come to Jesus meetings, because it's like, I know for me, when I moved back in, I kind of got a little dependent on them again. Whereas when I moved out, I was just so used to, you know, doing my own things and taking care of myself through the help of Jesus, of course. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah. Most definitely.
Is there anything else you wanted to add, J-Mac?
I mean, yeah, like, I mean, just moving in with your parents, like, it has its pros and cons, you know. I mean, for one, you get to save your money.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the major things. Just
have you a plan.
Money.
Have you a plan. Our producer, Sherry B, says she wants to move in with our parents. But I will say this. I love free meals. My mama be cooking.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, technically, it's not free meals, because we we still be sliding her $30, $40, $50 for the groceries.
But J-Mac, let's be real. If we didn't have parents like we did, now we do believe in blessing our parents.
Oh, yeah.
And I know somebody's probably listening like, man, why should I give them money? Because you are an adult. If you weren't living with your parents, you would be paying rent. Now, we don't pay like $500, $700 like some rent, like what you did in college. But we do bless, because it is a blessing. Man, I known of some kids. Man, as soon as they were 18, their parents were like, bye. Thank God we don't have, you know, get out my house. You're an adult. I just thank God that we don't have parents like that. So anything that you want to Yeah, it's not free. We definitely do bless our parents, because they're blessing us to allow us to live with them. And honestly, I told my mother one day, I was like, look, you got to get used to the idea of one day we're going to be adding people to the family.
Yeah, true. True.
Because, you know, J-Mac got a little girlfriend, I guess. I don't know what.
Hey, man, you
got
to put my business out there in the street like that, man.
But, man, this is so good. So I love having these discussions, because being a Christian, we have a mandate on our lives. We are not, I mean, if you do waver, there is a way to get back. And that's 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. That's you coming to Jesus and repenting before him. Do you understand? I'll never forget. I don't mind sharing this. You remember that time? Okay, so when I was in college, my experience was a little bit different from J-Mac. When I was at Ole Miss, I was in my class. I was in school, classes, in my books, in my dorm. And I joined this Christian organization, right? So one time, we're about to get real here. I think it was like my... when I was living with Veronica, was that my junior year maybe, my best friend of 7 years, we had a roommate. We had two roommates. They were exchange students. One was from Panama, Central America, and the other one was from Thailand. So, of course, the girl from Thailand, that sister was always in her room studying. Yeah. The young lady from Panama, Central America, she was just like, come on, guys, let's go to the party and all that stuff, right? So it was her birthday. It was her first year in America, and she wanted Veronica and I, my best friend, to go down, you know, in Oxford, Mississippi, at Ole Miss. Down, what is it, downtown Oxford, where all the party goes on?
Yeah, in the square.
At the square, yes. So I had never been, right? This is my third year.
I remember this story.
Man, it's real talk right here. So I remember talking to my, I was like, Mom, I've never experienced the party life in college, right? And so I was like, I'm just curious. You know, it was one of those things I never understood why people did it. So I went. I went with a young lady from Panama, Central America. I have a point to this story. And another exchange student, he was from Germany. He was an atheist, but in Jesus' name, we still keep in touch to this day. He's coming to Jesus. You best believe that. So anyway, so we get to the bar. We went to downtown Oxford. That's where that was the party scene. No, I wasn't Proud Larry's. That was our producer, Sherry B, asking me was a Proud Larry's. I don't even remember the name of it. All I remember is thinking like, oh my gosh, like what am I about to see, right? So we walk up in there, they're smoking, drinking, and I was in there less than 5 minutes. It was crowded, and I broke into tears, right? Glory to God. Convicted, you hear me? I broke down into tears. I am a junior in college, and my German friend who's thinks he's an atheist to this day, but we still keep in touch. I love him dearly. Like, I know the Lord has put us together for a reason. He was like, Jade, what's wrong with you? And I said, I'm not supposed to be in here. And I left, and he said, why are you crying? I said, because the Lord is convicting me. I was literally getting convicted.
I wish I could have been there for that moment.
Wait, it gets better. So this is what he does. Code, for real. I think, how was I? Junior year, so I was like 19 or 20. This is before the Lord called me to seminary school at Rhema. So I'll never forget when he was like, okay, stop crying. I'm about to take you somewhere. I can't do a German accent. And he takes me around the corner to a church. And he said, do you feel better? And I was like, yeah. I kid you not, I really believe the Lord used him. And God can speak through a donkey. Let me tell you why J. Mac came back to the Lord. That was because we have a praying mother. Let me tell you, any parent out there, if you have a child that is venturing off, they're in college, do not give up. The yeah. prayers of the righteous availeth much. I'll never forget times when my mother was praying for J. Mac. That's why I know this brother working at Urban Family now living for Jesus. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not just saying this because he's my brother, but I just want to encourage you, man. There's nothing like there's nobody like Jesus. And now look how God is growing. Like, we move glory to glory, okay? So the end of the story was he took me to the church. I'll never forget. And I was like, and his name was Daniel. I was like, Daniel, I can't believe you took me to the church. He's like, well, I knew it'll make you feel better. That Sunday, I get, yeah, and it did. Man, I cleared up my face so fast. That Sunday, I remember I went to the altar. And I told my first lady.
Repent.
And she said, victory. The Lord forgives you. He went, girl, but I'll never been back again. I didn't. But this is the reason. Everybody's experience is different. Yeah. For me, I was very mindful of who I was around. Not putting J Mac down by no means. I'm just giving you two different perspectives here. I was very mindful of who I was around. And the party life was just not, it wasn't on my radar. Is there anything else you want to add, J Mac?
Yeah. I mean, the party scene is definitely different for everybody. I mean, like, it really just depends on who you are, who you hang around. I mean, it could be.
Our producer, Sherry B, said he didn't party until he got to Ole Miss. Don't do Ole Miss like that.
I mean, it really just depends, man. I mean, but at the same time, like, you have to learn, like you got to grow. I mean.
That's what's up. Yeah. Yeah. And what kind of brought you to that point to say, man, it's time for me to get right back with the Lord? Like, seriously, real talk.
I mean, honestly, like after so long, I'm like, man, like, why am I here? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
that's real, Joe.
I mean, like, it was really a couple of times where I was really bored at the party, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, we're about to come up to another break. This time, I want you to lead in prayer. Oh, man, we're at the break. Well, when we come back, J Mac is going to lead us in a prayer. Hey, stay tuned. We still have more things that we're going to hit on. Hour of Intercession with Victory McIntosh and my brother, J Mac.
prayer of the righteous man can accomplish much, because prayer works.
Dr. Tony Evans says tapping the power of prayer requires a clean heart.
If you're not willing to deal with sin, then you will not have access to Jesus Christ.
A look at the power of prayer coming up this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
My name is Curtis. I almost died 3 times from heroin overdoses. My family knew they had to intervene. They stumbled across Teen Challenge on the internet, and now I am completely free.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
Men will put a lot of sweat into maintaining their physical health. But Dr. Tony Evans explains there's something missing from their regimen as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
We're concerned about health. Men work out. We run. We lift. We want to be fit. The Bible says, bodily exercise profiteth little. It will not ultimately determine your length of life, but it will determine your quality of life. But if you can spend an hour in the gym and no time in the Word, you can spend an hour lifting weight but no time on your knees, you can spend an hour talking about the finances but no time talking about God's perspective on debt, he says something is wrong. You say, but I don't know how to do that. That's because you need a daddy. But that's what fathers are for. The one thing Jesus did with the men he led, the disciples, was he kept putting them in challenging situations. Scenarios where they had to man up, where they had to rise to the occasion, where they had to step out on faith. It's hard to lead in faith if you have not yourself stepped out in faith. And then we wonder why we're not seeing more of heaven, because spiritual parenting is missing. Every man needs a spiritual father, and every man needs to be a spiritual father. The goal of this mentorship and discipleship is the advancement of the kingdom of God.
Learn more about what it takes to man up in your marriage, your career, your relationship with your kids, and much more. Request a copy of Dr. Evans' best-selling book, Kingdom Man, for yourself, your brother, uncle, husband, father, teenage son, or your church study group. Visit us at tonyevans.org and click on the link that says Making Kingdom Men. That's tonyevans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
See, it's not until we die that we can really live and see what God has for us. Die daily and live forever. Finally, I get it. The life ain't mine to be living. I'm not the creator, so why would I think something different? I had it twisted, man, I had it twisted. This world sold me a gimmick, but it only pleased for a minute. Oh Lord, I know I'm in the way, but I'm like, oh Lord, I take heed to what you say. Don't be offended, please don't be offended. But this so-called life you live in is a waste if Christ ain't in it. Oh, mercy, mercy, Lord, have mercy on me. Work it, work it, Lord, keep working on.
Gain. I refuse to live my life in vain. So now I give you everything. First I had to die, and I will finally alive.
Hallelujah. Finally, I'm free. Nothing holding me down. All right, guys. Welcome back. Victory McIntosh filling in, sitting in Pastor Joseph during our intercession. Man, my brother, J-Mac.
What's up?
Is in the studio. Man, I am so enjoying it. This has been so good. J-Mac, I kind of feel like this is the most we've talked in a minute. Took a radio show, huh?
I think so, yeah.
So real quick, man, this is so good. I want to read something. Colossians, and then we have a question off of Afreeca, A-F-R-E-E-C-A, TV. We have a few people who are able to view us in studio right now. And we have a question. Somebody asked J-Mac, which we're going to get to. Real quick, Colossians chapter 3. Listen, to all of our brothers and sisters in the Lord, don't you give up on Jesus. You understand? You can be the light. Listen, I know the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Man, come to Christ. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. Colossians chapter 3, I want to read a few verses. Verse 1 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, I read this yesterday, set your seek after those things which are above where Christ sitteth at the right hand. Verse 2 then says, set your affections on things above and not on things of this earth. Then verse 3, for ye are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. And I want to go on to put to verse 5, same chapter, chapter 3 of Colossians, says, so put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. I love this. J-Mac, I said that you were going to lead us in prayer. If you can, I just want you to take time to pray for the college kids who are Christians, but they're battling right now. Will you just say a quick prayer for them?
Yeah.
Father, especially the young man. Sorry.
Father God, I just want to thank you for allowing us to come together and do this show together. Father God, I just pray for the students who are in college right now, just trying to discover who they are. And Father, I would just ask for you to guide them and be with them to show them that you are there with them, and that basically you are all that they need. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Come on, better preach. Man, okay, so when we were on the break, you made a statement, J-Mac, and I want the listeners didn't get to hear it, but you said... you said that eventually it got old, the whole party scene and things of that nature. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, I mean, because, like, really just after just partying all the time, like, every single weekend, man, like, it honestly does get old, you know? Because, I mean, like, my friends would ask me, hey, Jeff, you going out tonight? You coming to the party, man? And I'd be like, man... not tonight, man. Not tonight. And so, I mean, really, and then, like, honestly, like, a lot of times, I would rather just sit at home and just chill, you know?
Like, we know. And yeah. I want to add this. This is kind of tags along with the story of Hannah in 1 Samuel. Our parents, how old were we when we got saved? Well, we all got baptized at the same time, didn't we? It's three of us. We have an older sister who is, how old is she? 31?
30, I think.
It was just her birthday last week. She's 31. And then there's me, and then there's Jeff, J-Mac. But, man, our parents dedicated us to the Lord. Let me tell you something. Maybe you're a parent out there. You dedicate your children to the Lord. And when you do that, it will not depart from them. They may venture off, but God has his hand on them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The devil has no place. Man, that's why there are times I'll be like, man, I know my mama praying for me. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what brought J-Mac back. Hannah gave her children to the Lord, Samuel to God. Said that he will devote, she said, Lord, if you bless me with this child, I will have him to live his life devoted to you. That's why I read that story, because it reminded me of my brother, even though Samuel didn't venture out, but God dedicated my brother to the Lord, and that's why his knucklehead came back. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man, this is, I just love these discussions, like I said earlier, because this is real life stuff. I want to just say, don't give up on God. Cause he won't. Come on, Jeff. Sing it.
I can't sing.
But, just anything else that you have on your heart that you want to share while we, because we're going to be wrapping this up soon. Time flies when you're having fun.
I mean, I would probably just say, oh, you about to say something?
Well, I was gonna say this. So sorry. So somebody did ask. Your question. Do you miss your college life from now, or like how your life is now? Do you miss what you know?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I do miss college. You know, I mean, not everything that happened in college, but like just certain parts. You know, because I mean, college is a great experience. You know, I mean, because you meet so many people. I mean, you make like so many connections that will help you later on in life, you know? And I mean, and that also goes along with my fraternity that I joined. Like, I have so many frat brothers that are doing big things, like doctors, lawyers, everything, you know? So, I mean, like I said earlier, I mean, it has its pros and cons, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, amen. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Since you've been out, I know I've seen you now, man, You read your Bible more? Like, real talk. I'm just being real. Like, he reads his Bible more. And real quick, you know, Monday night, I was like, Pastor Parker, man, I love me some Pastor Joseph Parker. If you don't, you need to tune in to Arab Intercession every day, okay? And also like his Facebook page, because, I mean, the man is real. He lives for Jesus. Well, I'll never forget 2014 when I was at Rhema still, Pastor Parker blessed me with the prayer Jabez by Bruce Wilkinson. And he recently gave my brother one as well. Yeah. So, J-Mac, real quick, I want you to share with the listeners. You know, Monday night I came to your room and I was like, J-Mac, I want us to start doing this prayer, right? And honestly, I'm going to be real. When I mentioned it to him about reading the book and doing the prayer, because Pastor Parker gave him a book too. Pastor Parker always got the prayer of Jabez. It's a little bitty book and it's phenomenal. And I was thinking after I told him, I was like, J-Mac ain't going to read that. So, tell us what happened.
Well, I believe he gave me that book like, I want to say
when you started working,
long time ago. Yeah,
long time ago. Sherry B, our producer, she said long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Probably gave Sherry B one. Everybody,
he probably gave everybody one.
Everybody got a prayer of Jabez. Everybody got a book.
But nah, like I mean, he gave it to me, and you know, I told him I was gonna read it, of course, you know. But I mean, and honestly, I really started to read it like maybe a week later, but I probably read the first page and then just had it down, you know. Mm-hmm. But
there's a point to this story. Keep
yeah,
going.
Yeah. Stay with me. But anyways, I actually really started reading the book. I believe it was
Monday
was
night.
It? Monday, yeah, Monday. I started reading the book, and
he listened to me this time.
and Monday I had read like two chapters. Then Tuesday I read another chapter. But anyways, I mean, it's really just the fact that Jay was telling me how, well, Victory.
What's my name? So to say that right. Don't tell him come on.
Victory was telling me how if I read this book, then it will honestly help my life out. Like, seriously.
Real quick,
and
let's
open doors.
Read the verse. It's the prayer of Jabez is a small verse. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Is it 10?
Verse 10.
This is what it says. Now I'll let you keep going because it gets better what he's about to say. It says, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil. What happened to you, J-Mac, after you started praying that?
Well, I want to say it was like the next night.
What happened, yeah.
Victory had walked into my room and said, hey, Jeff, you want to be on the... Hour of Intercession show with me tomorrow. And so, I mean, of course, me, I'm like, yeah, of course. And so, like, it really didn't dawn on me until maybe
yesterday.
Like, like,
we were in the kitchen at work. What happened?
And so I was like, yeah, I mean, I've been reading the book and everything, and it really just dawned on me that you had asked me to be on the show. And then, the point of the whole book, you know, and like of the verse, it's to, you know, enlarge my territory.
And for the Lord to use you, right?
Yeah. So, like, that really made me open my eyes and made me want to read the book even more.
Which comes from the Bible. Yeah. Listen, man, I'm telling you, God, when you work the Bible, you will get Bible results. I think Mickey Addison said that to me, and I've just been using it. But, man, when you get scriptural, you'll get Bible results every time. And it just touched me so when J-Mac said that. So let me tell you, even though I told him Monday night to read the book, I was like, let me get on it myself, you know? And I started doing the prayer myself. And Pastor Parker asked me if I would guest host for him. I was like, yes, I would love to, you know? But the whole point of it is for God to use you the way he wants to use you. That's the whole point of the prayer. It's not about you just getting all of God's goodies. No, it's for him to strategically place you in places and areas to be a blessing. Amen. Because look, J-Mac is giving his testimony. The Bible says in Revelation that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Man, J-Mac, I'm just so proud of him because seriously, I mean, like I said, growing up, man, J-Mac, I never forget when we were kids, mom would have to make him put his Bible down because he would read his Bible. You remember that every
good
night?
Good old days, good old days.
And knowing we had to go to school, mom would come in his room and be like, Jeff, you got to go to school tomorrow and put your Bible up. And I remember one time he was asking mom for extra dollars for lunch and found out he was blessing somebody. So I said, I mean, you remember that?
I do.
I mean, he has such a heart. So that's why when he went to college and he was venturing out, man, we weren't worried because we got a praying mama. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, so anything else you want to add? Any encouraging words to any student, Christian, just any believer out there, period?
Just continue to grow, man. Like, just continue to read the Bible daily, pray daily, and I promise you, like, it's going to help out. It's going to help out, seriously.
Amen. Man, J-Mac, I love you so much. Come give me a hug.
No.
One last thing. Guys, look, God is good and he's faithful. And he, be real with the Lord. Psalm chapter 34, verse 4 is a verse that has been on my heart for quite a while. It says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Maybe you have a fear of, what is it? Oh, what are you laughing at? I'm sorry. We're on this live feed on Afrika TV, AfreecaTV. Somebody told him to hug me. He hadn't done it yet.
No.
But I just want to just stress to you, man. Like J-Mac said, get into God's word. Pastor Parker always says read three chapters a day. Man, we just love Pastor Parker. He's awesome. But read three chapters a day. I'm telling you, if you really want to grow in the Lord, you'll do whatever it takes, right, J-Mac?
That's right. That's right.
You'll do whatever it takes. You got to want it. And let me tell you this. Maybe you're listening right now and you're kind of like, man, victory, J-Mac. I want the desire to want to get in his word, but it's not there. Go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, the Beatitude. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6 says, blessed is the man who hungers and thirsts for righteousness, for they shall be feared. Filled. Man, all we do is pray out the Bible. Ask the Lord, give me a hunger and thirst to seek after you, seek after your face, to pray, get in my word. He'll grant that to you.
Yeah, yeah. And that was honestly one of my biggest problems was to, like, I pretty much had to force myself to read the Bible, to pray, like, every single day. Like, I really had to force myself, okay, pick up your Bible, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's definitely a process, you know. But, I mean, at the same time, you just got to keep going.
Amen, because there's benefits, amen?
Amen.
J-Mac in the studio with me, Victory McIntosh. It has been a delight. Thank you so much for tuning in with us, J-Mac.
Thanks,
I appreciate you. I love you. I'll see you tonight at the house. Mama, what you cooking? Hey, catch us again. Pastor Parker will be back in studio tomorrow on Hour of the Intercession. Catch me this evening for the Jesus Jam. I love you. God bless you. Go share Jesus with someone.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.